16, Section 3, Entertainers, Sports Stars, and Writers. As you read, look for who was the leading jazz pianist in the world, the two Alabamians who won on TV's American Idol, who was the leading scorer in NCAA women's soccer, the storyteller who wrote a book about Julia Tutwiler. Term, record. Entertainers, do you like to go to the movies, watch television, or listen to music? If so, you probably know about some of the stars in this book. This is only a sample of the many talented people from Alabama. The musical group Alabama is one of the state's most successful country music groups. When they sing "My Home's in Alabama," listeners across the nation applaud. In 1989, the Academy of Country Music named them Artist of the Decade. Fort Payne is their home. Jimmy Buffett grew up in Mobile and has had a long career in music. Buffett has entertained millions of people and has a loyal group of fans called Parrotheads. He has recorded many top 10 hits, including Cheeseburger in Paradise. Jimmy Buffett and his band performed in Gulf Shores in the summer of 2010. This concert brought nearly 50,000 people to the beach. Why is that unusual? Because 2010 was the summer of the BP oil spill and tourism was way down. Visitors had not come to vacation in Gulf Shores. Restaurants and hotels were nearly out of business. Buffett held the concert so people would see that the beaches were still great. Nat King Cole was born Nathaniel Adams Coles in 1919 in Montgomery. As a child, he and his family moved to Chicago, Illinois. Young Nat learned to play the organ from his mother. He and his brothers formed a band and made a record in 1936. A record is a way of hearing music, such as a CD or digital tunes. Cole moved to Los Angeles, California, and formed the Nat King Cole Trio. During this time, he was the leading jazz pianist in the world. The trio had their first success with Straighten Up and Fly Right. Cole lived and entertained during the time of segregation. In the South, he could not stay in the white hotels or play for mixed-race audiences. While performing in Birmingham, someone tried to injure him. After that, he refused to tour again in the South. In 1948, he bought a house in an all-white neighborhood in Los Angeles. The Ku Klux Klan burned a cross on his lawn. In 1956, Cole was the first African-American to host a network television variety show, The Nat King Cole Show. He also acted in many movies. Cole received many awards and honors, including a Grammy for Lifetime Achievement in 1990. Taylor Hicks was born in Birmingham. At age 16, he bought a harmonica for $2 and taught himself to play the blues harp. He taught himself to play the guitar at 19. Hicks played and sang at clubs, parties, and the Talladega Super Speedway. In 2006, Hicks competed in the TV show American Idol and won. His song, Do I Make You Proud, went gold and was on the Billboard Hot 100. Hicks recorded albums that went platinum. Recordings that go gold and platinum have sold over 1 million copies. He wrote a book titled Heart Full of Soul, an inspirational memoir about finding your voice and finding your way. His loyal fans are called the Soul Patrol. Governor Riley declared a Taylor Hicks Day. Lionel Richie grew up in Tuskegee. He played saxophone and was lead singer with a group of college musicians called the Commodores. The group had 4 gold and 3 platinum records. Richie wrote some of the group's songs. In 1986, he won an Oscar for his song, Say You, Say Me. Richie is a 3-time Grammy Award winner. He appears regularly on TV, playing the piano and singing. Reuben Studdard or the Velvet Teddy Bear, is from Birmingham. Go Reuben was heard all over the nation as he sang on TV's American Idol. He wore a shirt bearing 205 to show his area code. Studdard thrilled the state's residents by singing Sweet Home Alabama. He won the competition in 2003, singing Flying Without Wings. Governor Riley declared a Reuben Studdard Day. The rising star toured the nation in concert after recording an album. Tammy Wynette was born to a very poor Mississippi farm family in 1942. She later moved to Birmingham. Wynette taught herself how to play the guitar and piano. She sang on local TV shows and went to Nashville, Tennessee. She became a country music star with 20 number one hit songs. Sports stars. Sports are very popular in Alabama, and the state has produced many great athletes. There are sports of all kinds and teams at all levels. What is your favorite sport? Henry Hank Aaron was born in 1934 in Mobile, where he attended Central High School. In 1952, Aaron joined the Indianapolis Clowns of the Negro National Baseball League. He played baseball for the Milwaukee Braves. Aaron was named the National League's Most Valuable Player in 1954 and 1957. Aaron later played for the Atlanta Braves. In 1974, he broke Babe Ruth's home run record when he hit his 715th home run. Hank Aaron went on to set a new world record of 755 home runs before retiring. Charles Barkley, a native of Leeds, was a star basketball player at Auburn University. Fans called him the Round Mound of Rebound because of his size, strength, and unusual ability. He played professional basketball with three teams in his career. Barkley was a star member of the United States Dream Team in two Olympics. He and the team won gold medals at the Barcelona and Atlanta Games. Barkley is also the author of several books, including I May Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. Paul Bear Bryant was born in Arkansas in 1913, but he spent most of his life in Tuscaloosa. He attended the University of Alabama and played for the Crimson Tide football team. Bear Bryant coached at other colleges before returning to UA. The Crimson Tide became national football champions six times under Coach Bryant's leadership. He expected the best from his players both on and off the football field. In 1981, with 315 wins, Bryant held the record for all-time victories by a major college football coach. Vonetta Jeffrey Flowers was the first African-American to win a gold medal at any Winter Olympics. Her victory was in the two-person bobsleigh at the 2002 Games in Salt Lake City, Utah. Mia Hamm of Selma is the leading scorer in NCAA women's soccer history. She is a three-time first-team All-American and three-time National Player of the Year. Hamm and the U.S. women's soccer team won gold medals at the 1996 and 2004 Olympics. Bo Jackson was born in 1962 in Bessemer. He is an excellent example of a multi-sport athlete. At Auburn University, Jackson won the Heisman Trophy for football. He also played professional baseball and football. Joe Lewis, the Brown Bomber, was born in Chambers County in 1914. Between 1937 and 1949, he was the heavyweight boxing champion of the world. There was an important fight in 1938. Adolf Hitler saw the match as a way to prove that Germans were better than other people. He expected Germany's Max Schmeling to win, but Lewis defeated Schmeling in the first round. Hitler was very angry when Lewis scored a knockout in just over 2 minutes. Lewis felt he was representing the United States and democracy in the fight. His win made him a hero in America and a special role model for African Americans. His success in boxing helped other blacks break down segregation barriers. Joe Louis died in 1981. He was buried in Arlington National Cemetery with full military honors. A statue of Joe Louis stands before the Chambers County Courthouse in Lafayette. The area citizens raised the money for the monument to honor their hero. Willie Mays was born near Birmingham in 1931. As a teenager, he played baseball for the Birmingham Black Barons. In 1950, Mays signed a contract with the New York Giants. He was named Most Valuable Player twice. Mays held many records in Major League Baseball. Ozzie Newsome, or the Wizard of Oz, is from Layton. He was a star receiver for the Crimson Tide under Coach Bear Bryant at the University of Alabama. He played for the Cleveland Browns for 13 seasons. In 2002, Newsome was named the Baltimore Ravens General Manager and Executive Vice President. He is the first black person in National Football League history to hold the position of General Manager. Jesse Owens was born in 1913 in Lawrence County. As a boy, he moved to Cleveland, Ohio. He was a track star at Ohio State University. At the 1936 Berlin Olympics, Owens won 4 gold medals. Many people in Hitler's Nazi Germany thought Owens could not win because he was black. His wins broke Olympic records. Jesse Owens was featured on a Wheaties cereal box in 2003. Catherine Cat Reddick Whitehill of Birmingham played on the U.S. women's soccer team. In 2004, she and the team won the gold medal in the Olympic Games in Athens, Greece. Writers. Alabama writers have kept people spellbound for hundreds of years. Below are just a few of the talented people who tell us about the laughs and lives of our Alabama home. They can take us away to explore the world in our thoughts. Fannie Flagg, a native of Birmingham, is the author of many books, including Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe. Many people believe that the book was set in Irondale, Alabama. Flagg is also a popular TV personality and actress. Harper Lee is known all over the world for one particular book, To Kill a Mockingbird. Millions of readers have enjoyed the book, the movie, and the play. The book won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1961. Lee still lives and works in her hometown of Monroeville. Heather Whitestone McCallum, author of Listening with My Heart, could not hear the announcement when she won Miss America in 1995. She was the first woman with a disability to win the crown. McCallum was born in Dothan. She lost her hearing when she was 18 months old. Catherine Tucker Windham, a native of Selma, was a journalist, author, storyteller, and radio personality. Her book, Alabama, One Big Front Porch, won the Alabama Public Library Award for nonfiction. She performed a one-woman show acting as Julia Tutwiler and authored the book, My Name is Julia. More outstanding Alabamians. Winston Groom, author of Forrest Gump. Howard Hill, archer. George Lindsay, entertainer. Jim Nabors, entertainer. Dr. Paul Obert, physician and mountain climber. Satchel Paige, baseball player. Ray Scott, founder of Bass Anglers Sportsman Society, BASS. Cynthia Tucker, newspaper columnist and editorial writer. These are just a few of the many Alabamians who have influenced the world in their own special way. You have special talents, too. We are watching you make your wonderful mark on the world. Will you be a scientist, a teacher, an attorney, an athlete, an astronaut, a builder, or a lawmaker? There are so many wonderful ways to fulfill your dream. Go for it. Think it through. 1. Why did Nat King Cole stop performing in the South? What would you have done? 2. Why do you think Reuben Studdard's shirt had his area code on it? 3. What do you think were some of the reasons for Coach Bear Bryant's success? 4. What was special about Vonetta Jeffrey Flowers' Olympic win? 5. Who wrote the book To Kill a Mockingbird, an American classic? Chapter Review. The following is a summary of Chapter 16. Some Alabamians have affected both our state and nation. The improvement of roads and education made a big difference in the state. Those projects made it possible to attract industry and business to Alabama. Others have served in national positions. Some of these people have worked on laws or programs that help all Americans. Many successful Alabama business people began with very little money or help. They proved that hard work and a good plan can lead to success. Some Alabama educators, sports figures, entertainers, and writers are known far beyond the borders of our state. All Alabama leaders, whether they are mentioned here or not, would encourage you to begin now to prepare for your future.